Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk eight-man football, a big semifinal game in the eight-man playoffs Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock in Biggsville at West Central High School. In West Central, coached by Jason Kirby, a nice win in the quarterfinals last week. A game away from the state finals in Illinois eight-man football. Tell us about the season, Coach Kirby. It has to be pretty exciting being in West Central Heatland heading into this weekend.
Yeah, I think everybody around here is really excited. I think that the community and the school especially have been really, really excited since we got back. You know, we had a nice welcome back party and from South Beloit the other day, and everything's been buzzing pretty good here the first 2 days of the week.
Yeah, aren't the playoffs fun when you get to make a lengthy road trip from Biggsville up to Sobo Land in South Beloit? That's what postseason is all about, right?
Well, yeah, I would rather not drive all the way up to South Beloit to play a playoff game, but I suppose anything you can do to win at this point in the year is worth doing.
Well, I know, you know, your first venture into the eight-man game was last spring, which was a modified schedule. Then you transitioned to the traditional fall season where the playoffs are back in play. What can you tell us about kind of that first year of spring eight-man football and then kind of transitioning to the fall? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, it's a quick turnaround, to be honest. And I think that all football coaches in Illinois felt that way. It was a pretty quick turnaround. Your kids that were juniors in the spring and now are seniors in the fall, that was really quick. You know, there was a lot going on for them to move from the football season in the spring to the football season in the fall. And it was, you know, some injuries that we had to make sure were healed and ready to go. But as stated, we just had to make sure that we continue to use the momentum that we built in the spring and build it towards this fall. And you know, when we've been healthy, we've been pretty good. So we're just hoping to stay healthy and have a great week this week, hopefully.
Yeah. How excited have the kids been with this playoff run and especially being, you know, so close to getting to the state championship game?
I think they're pretty excited. You know, we've tried to temper that a little bit and concentrate each game week by week, but you know, I don't know that we've had a great deal of success here at West Central, especially in boys athletics, and for this to happen and for our kids to start realizing that they are among the elite teams in Illinois, then that's something special.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because if you want to make your way to state, You kind of have to beat the eight-man team. I mean, if you talk about tradition in eight-man football, I know it's short tradition, not a lot of years, but the team you're playing Saturday, the Marcos of Polo High School, they're kind of the program. They're on the pedestal of eight-man football, right?
No doubt. Yes, no doubt at all. That is the benchmark.
And tell us a little bit about preview this matchup. What's it going to take for the Heat on Saturday afternoon as you put the ball on the tee at 1 o'clock in Biggsville?
Well, you know, no different than any other game. We've got to be good up front. We've got to sustain some blocks to make sure that we get the running lanes that we need in order to get first downs. You know, if you get first downs, you're going to end up getting the ability to score. But then defensively, you know, standing toe-to-toe with them and taking care of what they do on offense. I think they have some keys that we need to be very cognizant of when we have the ability to do so. But more than just anything else, play solid football, be good tacklers, and not put the ball in the turf when we're on offense. And if we do those things, then I think in the fourth quarter we're going to have a chance to win.
All right. See, Coach Kirby, it sounds like you're talking about 11-man football. So there doesn't appear to be much difference between 8-man football and 11-man football when the postseason rolls around. If I'm hearing you right, you got a block tackle and you can't turn the ball over and get a lot of penalties.
And you and I have had this conversation a couple years ago. That first 8-man game you watched, you were quick to say, you know what, it didn't take me long, and I was thinking it was regular. I was thinking it was the same football, simply because what do they do on second down? What do they do on third down? All of those things are still very evident when you're planning for a game and when you're out on the field. So you don't recognize that it's anything different.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, when you have the ball on third down, you have to move the chains, and when they have the ball on third down, your defense has to get off the field, right?
Yep, exactly. Perfect.
All right. So, you know, just this playoff run, you had a nice performance, you know, last Saturday on the road with South Beloit. I saw you pick up a win over Decatur Lutheran in week one, and you spoke a little bit about it, you know, kind of the middle portion of the regular season, had a couple of back-to-back losses, dealing with some injuries and some kids out. You know, I know it's coach speak sometimes, but they say, you know, losing can do you good during the regular season. Now, normally you say that after a loss, but what did you think you gained from those back-to-back losses in the middle of the season? It had to be some kind of lesson, I'm assuming.
To be perfectly honest, I hate losing. There was nothing positive that came out of it. The only thing that was positive that came out of that was us understanding how we needed to make sure we were practicing to keep our kids healthy all year. That doesn't mean that we had to be any easier in practice. It just meant that we had to be a little smarter. And we've taken that and moved forward with it. And I think that that's been positive for us. But losing's awful. Losing's negative. As Nick Saban says, never waste a loss. I think he's nuts. I don't ever want to feel negative. I hate losing, and I think our kids do too. And more than anything, maybe that's the positive they got out of it. They had a bad taste in their mouth, and they didn't want to feel that again.
Awesome. All right. So, Coach, you know, I asked you about how the kids, how excited they are. You know, how about the community and the school? You answered that. Tell me a little bit about it for you. You know, professionally, what is this year meant to you, doing eight-man football, getting adjusted to the game, and being at a small school like West Central, and, you know, trying to build some success there and give the kids something to be really proud of. So what about you? How are you dealing with all this?
It's been fun. I mean, it's been really rewarding to see people that haven't had a great deal of success in football really feel confident that they are as good as anyone else, you know, sitting back and watching and, you know, seeing the interaction between our fans and our kids after games, and how proud our community is of them is very rewarding as well. It's you know, something positive in a time, to be honest, during COVID and some economic difficulties that has been very beneficial to our community and the kids in the school. It's provided some positive energy and definitely some spark around here.
Coach, you know I'm rooting for you, right? Good luck Saturday, man. I hope the Heat do it. I hope the fans get out there and support your kids and your program. Going to be an exciting day down in Biggsville. Good luck to you.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you for everything you've always done for high school sports in West Central Illinois. WRMJ is a big deal for kids.
All right, Coach Jason Kirby and the West Central Heat put the ball on the tee at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, playing in the eight-man semifinals against a very proud program in the Marcos of Polo High School. More coming up on WRMJ.